Chapter 3. "I'd like to drag her down to the station and strip search her," Molly said. "Give her a little taste." Jesse smiled. "That option remains available, Moll," Jesse said. "But we probably need to talk to the victims first." "I know," Molly said, "I know. But if it were one of my kids..." The auditorium was subdued, as if the parents and the children were a little frightened by the circumstance they'd created. It was a small auditorium. Jesse sat on the lip of the stage. "I'm Jesse Stone," he said. "I'm the chief of police. We can do this several ways. I can talk to you all together, right here. Officer Molly Crane and I can talk to the girls separately, alone, or separately with a parent." He grinned at the scatter of fathers, or parents. A hard-faced woman with brittle blonde hair and a dark tan sat next to her daughter in the front row. She put up her hand. Jesse nodded at her. "What does Ingersoll have to say?" she asked. "Mrs. Ingersoll has neither affirmed nor denied anything," Jesse said. "So I thought I'd ask you." The parents and children sat still in the auditorium. Eddie Cox and Suit leaned against the wall. Molly stood beside Jesse, resting her hips against the stage. "Would one of the girls who were examined like to tell us about it?" Jesse said. The daughter of the brittle blonde looked down and didn't say anything. Her mother poked her. She continued to look down and shake her head. "Me." Jesse saw her in the middle of the third row, a dark-haired girl just developing a cheerleader's body, if all went well. "What's your name?" Jesse said. She stood up. "Bobby Sorrentino," she said. "Okay, Bobby," Jesse said. "Is that your mother with you?" "Yeah," Bobby said, and nodded at her mother. "Her." "Okay," Jesse said. "Tell me about it."
"I gotta stand?"
"Nope. Stand, sit, up to you."
"I'm gonna stand," she said.
Jesse nodded.
"They got this stupid Wednesday afternoon dance," Bobby said. "You know, keep the kids off the street, teach them manners."
She snorted at the thought. Several of the girls giggled.
"But if you don't go, and everybody else goes, you feel like a dweeb, so we all go."
Jesse smiled. "And the boys went," Jesse said.
"Yeah," Bobby said, "sure."
Jesse nodded. "I remember," he said. Bobby stared at him a moment, as if it had never occurred to her that Jesse had ever been in junior high.
"You go here?" Bobby said.
"No, Arizona," Jesse said. "But school is pretty much school." Bobby nodded.
"So before the dance," Bobby said, "old lady Ingersoll lines us up and marches us into the girls' locker room and starts checking us out."
"What did she do?" Jesse said.
"She picked up my skirt," Bobby said, "and looked at my panties."
There was a small, uneasy stir in the crowd of kids and parents. "She tell you why she did that?" Jesse said.
"She said," Bobby lowered her voice in mimicry, "proper attire includes what shows and what doesn't."
"Did she say what would have been improper?" Jesse said.
"She said anyone wearing a thong should leave now, because they'd be sent home if she saw one," Bobby said.
"Anyone leave?" Jesse said.
"Couple girls," Bobby said.
"Thongs," Jesse said, "or silent protest?" His face was perfectly serious. Bobby grinned at him.
"Or nothing," she said.
Most of the girls giggled.
"That'd probably be even more improper," Jesse said.
Some of the mothers joined in the giggle. "Anyone object to the panty patrol?" he said.
"I did," Bobby said, "and a couple other girls. Carla, for one, and Joni."
"And Mrs. Ingersoll said?"
"She said it was all between us girls, and she was trying to save us from being embarrassed if somebody saw."
Jesse took in a deep breath and let it out. He said, "How old are you, Bobby?"
"I'll be 14 in October."
"Thank you," Jesse said. "Anyone have anything to add? Carla? Joni?" No one said anything. "Parents?" One of the fathers got to his feet. He was a husky guy with the look of someone who worked outdoors.
"Can you arrest her?" the man said.
"What's your name, sir?"
"Charles Lane," he said.
"I'm not sure quite what the charge would be, Mr. Lane," Jesse said. "Molestation generally requires sexual content. Assault generally includes the intent to injure. There might be something about invasion of privacy, but I don't know that it would hold."
"We are not going to let this go," he said.
"No, sir," Jesse said. "I wouldn't if I were you."
"So what would you do?" I'm going to talk to someone from the Essex County DA's office, Jesse said.
You think we should get a lawyer? Lane said.
Jesse grinned. That's pretty much what I'm doing, Jesse said.